All right, so today I want to talk about a topic that is pretty relevant to all of our lives as Christians, followers of Christ. I want to talk about examining and proving yourself. It's a really important topic because it's all over God's Word, and also it's a vital part of how we learn to be disciples of Christ, to sanctify ourselves as God works in us, to become perfect, which means complete and mature. So we want to talk about examining, and we'll also talk about proving, testing. And I think what you'll find is, if you're familiar with like the culture's mindset, if you came out of the world like I did, I think you're going to find that many people are going to realize that examining yourself in the Bible is not what they think. The culture and churchianity is so heavily brainwashed into selfism, always look into yourself, and mind science, psychology. And that is all linked to the deep looking inside man, ourselves, for our answers and our problems and how are we going to solve them. Looking inside, why did I do this? Why? I have a teaching coming, a whole lot of, a little bit of why, a whole lot of what. The Bible doesn't tell us to figure out, brothers and I were just talking about this, how timely. The Bible doesn't tell us to figure out why we sinned or why our neighbor sins and go into much detail of that, but it does tell us what to do. Call them out of it to repentance, to walk in holiness. So I have a teaching coming up, a little bit of why, a whole lot of what. That'll be in the days ahead. But mind science, psychology, teaches you to look deep within yourself, but I'm going to show you in the scriptures that we're supposed to examine ourselves to see if we're walking in the Word. And that is going to be the best medicine for our lives and our souls, following and walking after the doctrines of God, not a deep searching of ourselves, why we sin, why we do this, why we do that. So I want to do this teaching for this study, for this topic, because I see it come up a lot in ministry, and I want to make sure people understand it rightly. So let's get right to examining. What does God's Word tell us about examining? First, in the Old Testament, Ezra 10:16, and the children of the captivity did so, and Ezra the priest, with certain chief of the fathers, after the house of their fathers, all of them by their names, were separated and sat down in the first day in the 10th month to examine the matter. So this word in the Old Testament is examine. We'll look at another one. Psalm 26:1-3. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, wherefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord. Prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. So there's a verse that uses both examine and prove. We'll cover one of those in the New Testament when we get there. So that word examine, bakan, it means to test, to investigate, to prove, to scrutinize, to be tried, kind of like you were on trial. And depending upon the context, examine's used a little bit different here and there, but in general, it has kind of the same context to it. And we're going to switch to the New Testament because that's really where the meat is for us today as far as teaching to walk in the New Covenant. Luke 23:14. Said unto them, ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I have examined him before you and found no fault in this man touching those things whereof ye accuse him. So in the context here, the word examine is like an investigative, an interrogation. Christ was on trial and they were like examining him. So that's a little bit different context. Acts 4:9. If we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole. And also these verses here from the book of Acts. Acts 12:19. And when Herod has sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. Once again, he scrutinized them. Acts 22:24. The chief captain commanded him to be brought unto the castle and bade that they should be examined by scourging. that he might know, therefore they cried so against him. Another examining, meaning scrutinizing, kind of on trial. Acts 22:29. Then straightway they departed from him, which should have examined him. And the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, and because he had been bound. Here the context is, Paul says, is it lawful to flog a Roman citizen? So they wanted to examine Paul. Is this guy a citizen? We shouldn't be tying him up and beating him without a court trial. That was their law. And Acts 28:18, who, when they had examined him, would have let me go because there was no cause of death in me. So again, like a court case, examine. Now, this word examine here in this next verse, 1 Corinthians 9:2-4. If I not be an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you, for the seal of mine apostleship are ye in the Lord. Mine answer to them that do examine me is this: we have not the power to eat and to drink. So this word examine, anakrino, it means scrutinize, to ask question, to judge, to examine. It says in a forensic sense, kind of like a judge holding an investigation and an interrogation. So I wanted to give you those examples of examining, because those are a little bit different than what we're going to talk about for examining ourselves. We're going to go to this verse as kind of like the main crux of this teaching. 1 Corinthians 11:26-32. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. So the context of this is the Lord's Supper, examining yourself, not taking it unworthily. Now that word examine is different. It's in the Greek, dokimazo. It means to test, to discern, to prove, and it talks about as metals being recognized as genuine and to deem it worthy. And so rather than like a court trial examination, all right, looking deep inside you and looking into all the issues with you, this is a trying and a proving that you are of the Christian faith more so. This is like the outside. So someone says they're of Christ, then this is the outside fruit and their walk of it. Proving, testing, like with the good example was like with steel. Now, why does this matter? Well, as I said, it's common for modern day cultures, people, through psychology and self-help programs and selfism, they're always looking inward, their flesh, their weakness, their mindsets, their past, how my mom and dad raised me, their own proclivities and mindsets. But this is not the deep examination that God is calling for. He's looking at the scriptures, the Father is looking at fallen man, his flesh nature. But the examination that we really need to do is, what is the fruit of our faith? What is the fruit of our walk? Are we doing what we hear in the word? Are we hearers and doers? What's the confession of our faith in Christ? Are we walking as fruit that we know him, you might say? Like I said, it's kind of like this. We see this all the time in the streets. We saw it today, street preaching. People walk by and they say, I'm of God. I've got it. I'm born again. I'm covered by the blood. I already got it. And then the next thing we do, we don't sit down and examine inside them. Oh, what's their proclivity? What's their sin? What's their past? What's this? We look at their fruit. Are they of the world? Are they walking around in worldly dress? Are they walking around in wicked sports paraphernalia? Are they walking around at a wicked event that we're preaching at? Are they members of a wicked heretical church? Are they political? Are they feminized? We're looking at how they walk on the outside and we're examining them. Okay? So it's a proving is really what we're talking about. Examining, proving, testing. And it's a key aspect of our lives and our brothers and sisters and other people that claim Christ to make sure that we are examining ourselves so that we meet the standard of God. Jesus gave many warnings. Go read John 15. Abide, remain in the word, produce much fruit. The word, this is what confuses people. You look up the word examine in the King James Bible, and you'll find scriptures related to that. But then you miss the boat, as they say, if you don't look up the word proving. Because proving is used also, and it's almost interchangeably. Why? It's the same Greek word, dokimizo. 1 Thess 5:21, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. That's why when a man says, I got the gospel, I say, what is it, sir? Prove it to me. I'm going to prove his word. I'm not delving into his inner deep secrets of his life, his past, his sins. You know the gospel? Tell it to me. I'm proving his walk. Most times they don't have it. They're liars. Galatians 6:4, but let every man prove his own work. Then he shall have rejoicing in himself alone, not in another. Look at that. You're examining, you're proving. Same word. Walking in the faith life. Doing what you're supposed to be doing as a blood-bought saint of God. As your reasonable service. As Solomon said, this is the duty of man. Fear God. Keep his commandments. Are you doing that? We're going to test. We're going to prove it when you claim to be of Christ. How about 1 Timothy 3:10? 1 Timothy 3:10, and let these also be first proved. Then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. So the context here is men that are leaders in the body, and they got to be proved. They got to be tested. And how do you do that? We see the fruit of their life. What are they doing today? How do they live? Are they keeping the doctrines? Are they keeping the commandments of God? 2 Corinthians 8:22. And we have sent them with our brother, whom ye have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. The context here is a brother that's been proved, examined, tested over time. Right? I have brothers like that. I've seen them walk. I see their testimony. They have a proven testimony, and they continue to walk in it. I don't got to dig into their past. I don't have to understand all the sins of their past. I can look at their life, their walk forward in the Lord, and they're proving, and we can examine them, and they want to be examined, they want to be tested, like I do as well. How about this famous one? Ready? Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, test, prove, examine, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We'll keep going. Let's see. What's my next verse here? 2 Corinthians 8:8. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others and to prove the sincerity of your love. So proving and examining, they go hand in hand in the Bible. And there's times when it's more of a scrutinizing, like a court case, maybe looking back at forensic evidence backwards. But much of the time for our walk, we should be looking at examining and proving as we go forward. Whether a man should be an elder, does he have a testimony? Should he be a deacon or a leader? Should he be an evangelist? Could a man be father or a woman be wife material? Husband or wife? Husband material, father material, wife material, mother material, by their testimony, by their walk. So these are all the things that we want to prove. And this last verse that I have, I mentioned I'd have a verse that had both examining and proving in it. A famous one. This is a famous one for me and Sister Amin, because when we were first believers, this is like one we clung to. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. It uses the same word, or those two words, examine and prove. And Paul is saying, examine yourself. How are you living? How are you walking? What are you doing? What's the fruit of your life? Will other people see that you're a believer by how you live, by how you act, by what you're doing? And examine here is a little bit different word. It's close, though. Pyradzo. Pretty much the same meaning. It is to scrutinize, examine, prove, to try a thing, to attempt, to make a trial of, for the purpose of ascertaining quality, or to see how someone will behave themselves. So it's kind of the same thing, same example. And so we know that we're of Christ by following and obeying him in spirit and truth as fruit. Amen. John 4:24. And prove is that word dokimazo, to test, to approve of, to recognize genuine, recognizes genuine. Let's go there for a minute. So you see a believer in the street, excuse me, someone claims they're a believer in the street. You know a woman's supposed to cover her head. This woman's got her hair all done up, flying all over, makeup and jewelry, and she's worldly. That's a little bit of evidence that she hasn't gone very deep in the faith. Then she says, I've been a believer for 50 years. Okay. My father's a pastor. Okay. Now you're seeing a picture. You can examine, you can prove this is not a biblical believer. Today, a lady in the street told me head coverings for women was in the Old Testament. And when I gave her 1 Corinthians 11, she walked away. Then she read it and came back and said, it still doesn't apply to me. These are the fruit of these people. When we examine and we prove them out, we are trying to deem ready. Also that dokimazo, deem worthy. We're supposed to be worthy for Christ, right? Of our part of the covenant, not his perfect part that only he could do, but our part of the covenant. We're supposed to be worthy. That means obeying, walking, fleeing all sin, not living in willful sin, cleansing ourselves in the blood of the Lamb through repentance. That's how we walk worthy. We can examine ourselves in all of that. And our master, one verse we should never forget about, Matthew 7. Our master tells us we know a tree by its fruit. So children of the God, a righteous, holy God, are going to be children that seek holiness and righteousness as examining proof and testing and fruit of their faith in Christ. So after we viewed all these scriptures and we ponder it all, the main point I'm really just trying to drive home here to the brethren and people listening is the idea of self-examination like today's standard is mainly looking deep inside you, like either your current situation in your heart, maybe because you've got some flesh, or what you've done in the past. That's not really what the Bible is commanding us to do in these verses. We're to examine and prove and test ourselves how we're doing in our walk. It's really what it is. Kind of like your boss looking at you for your raise. How you doing? You show up on time, you do a good job, you ruin a bunch of product, you have a good attitude. You're going to get a raise or not get a raise based on that, not based on something way in the past or something deep inside you that he may not even know about or doesn't really affect your job. So it's a proving of your conduct as what you're claiming to be, a follower of the Most High. So why am I doing this? We should ask ourselves, why am I doing what I do? Why am I examining myself? Why am I testing? Why am I proving? Well, it brings glory to God, number one, to obey him. Number two, it's going to help your walk and your witness with your brothers around you. And number three, you're a hypocrite if you go in the street and tell people to stop sinning and follow Christ if you're not even doing it. Those are pretty important pointers, and we could come up with a bunch of other ones too as well. So if we read John 15, he tells us we must bear much fruit, abide and remain and bear much fruit in him. So this goes along with the testing, the examining. You could add in there, to put it in other words, refining. You're going to refine yourself. You're being sanctified. You're being made perfect, which is complete and mature. And here's a big pitfall that a lot of people fall into. We can read the word. We can know the word. We can think about the word. And we can analyze ourselves, our past, and all this stuff to death. But all of this is useless unless what? Unless we do what the word says we are to do as proof, as a test, as examining that we are his. The Bible's very clear about being a doer. James 1, 22 through 25. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if anyone be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like likened unto a man beholding his natural face at a glass, I guess a mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh in the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, is the man, this man shall be blessed indeed. So examining, proving, testing means we're doing the word of God. It's why we study it. It's why we hold each other to it. It's why we preach it. It's why we do it verse by verse. It's why we examine it. It's why we go and do studies on topics. And then, what is the fruit of your life? We're going to examine you, and you should examine me. Am I walking in it? Am I keeping it? Am I speaking it? Am I living it? Am I upholding it? Am I contending for it? Or do I have sin and many, many areas that I need improvement on? Then we need to be called out on those, lest we be hypocrites. So I would just encourage all of us to examine ourselves. Yeah, some motives and heart issues from the past. I'm not saying you can't do that if that'll help you. I did a teaching called Learn But Don't Lament about the past. But most important is today. You really can't change yesterday. Repent of it and it's gone. Test, examine, prove yourself. Are you a diligent doer of the word of God today? And in this, we can walk and we can work and we can follow Christ, because we're working for him, not for our salvation, but we're working for the one that procured our salvation if we're faithful and obedient to him. And guess what will happen, saints and seekers, if you're listening? If you follow Christ and you are examining, testing, and proving, and you are walking in all of his ways, you are going to work and walk your way out of all your past problems. You will. But if you sit there and look at your past problems and poke at them, prod at them, dig at them, you're going to sit there and look at them. But when you begin to follow Christ and walk in his word and his ways, you follow him where? Unto righteousness. That's what I want to encourage you to do. Follow Christ by being a doer, right to righteousness, right to perfectness, maturity, and completeness, right to holiness. Self-examination can be a dangerous, dangerous thing unless it's done biblically. But the best way to do it is look at the author and the finisher of our faith. Who was he? What was he as a human? Don't look deep inside yourself. Don't look to the culture. Don't look to your past. Look to the Word of God. Look to the Spirit. And it will help convict you, teach you, guide you, comfort you, right on the way to righteousness and proving, testing, and examining is exactly how we do that. Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ, 1 Corinthians 11. So we need to imitate great men of God before us, mostly Christ, and then we can test ourselves. How do we do to their standard, the word of God that they proclaim to us? How are we doing at that? And then I want to read this verse, 1 Timothy 4, 13 through 16. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given to thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Yeah. Our salvation is all about the perfect work of Christ. Yeshua means salvation. What he did for us at the stake, the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection, repentance to him, faith in that death, burial, and resurrection, repentance to him and out of every false way, born by his Spirit, born from above, as they say, and then walking, proving, testing, and examining yourself into holiness and obedience, and enduring to the end. That's the gospel that we all preach in the street. Examining, proving, testing yourself, that is all part of our faith process, sanctification process that moves us on to become more like God, gets us ready for eternity, makes us fit to do the ministry. Ephesians 4 says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. How are we going to do that, brothers and sisters, if we're not examining, testing, proving how we live, how we stand up to the standards of God today, the doctrines? And we do that by holding each other accountable to it in love, with patience and long-suffering, never in sin, but patience, long-suffering, working with those as they try their hardest to conform to the word and the image of God. So ponder that today. Examining, proving, testing. That's going to help you move down the road. Not looking back, look today and look forward and walk in all of God's ways. We preach the gospel, we make disciples, and we teach them to obey everything He's commanded. Proving, testing, examining has an important part in that. I hope this has blessed you. This will be up at the teaching area at don'tperish.com. It'll also be under the Ecclesia gathering, and I think we're going to have a discussion about it if the brothers want to afterwards. So thanks for listening. May God be praised.